How are we doing?
Hey, Bill, I know. Sorry, go ahead, John. All right. Bill, I know every game in the NFL is obviously important, but these division matchups, you guys have won six in a row. Just talk about the importance of that, especially with such a tight division.
I mean, division games are important. You know, they, you know, if you do a good job in your division, you got a chance to play in the postseason. So, you know, division games are important. Like I said yesterday, I really don't look at the schedule, though, and say, like, this game's more important than any other. You know, I just think every – I really think that every game's important, and I really think every game is very, very difficult to win in this league.
You talked yesterday about luck stuff. And this, what about Frank Gore just past Jim Brown?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's he's a great back. I mean, he's been doing it his whole career, the way that he runs with power, low to the ground. He's got – he's very tough to tackle. You have to square him up. You can't deliver glancing blows because you're going to bounce off of him. He can catch the ball in the backfield. Had a great touchdown play against Denver out of the backfield versus blitz. That was just a great play by him. So, guys, I mean, much respect for Frank Gore.
Some progress for J.J. and Griffin, and still in the protocol.
Yeah, that's all day to day.
Bill, when you go through self-evaluation. Is it tougher after a loss because, you know, your emotions are involved and things, or is it, how do you go about that? I mean, is it
self-evaluation
of, you know, when you self-scout?
Oh, I'm sorry. When you self-scout. Yeah. Thank God you weren't asking about like psychology of me. Yeah, no, we do a lot of that, Matt. And so it's you know, sometimes it's, for the most part, we get a lot out of that. Recently, I think we need to do a better job of that, you know, looking at what we're doing in certain areas of the field, certain down and distances. We've worked hard at that this week, certain things that we're doing with formations, you know, what's our tendency out of different formations, personnel groups. So, I think that's a big part of what we do. And I think we really do pride ourselves on doing a good job with that, but I think we need to do a better job than we've been doing the first five games.
But is there, because of the emotion involved after a loss, does it make it tougher?
Yeah, emotion, I wouldn't say has anything to do with the self-scout. You know, that's, I mean, you have to, in this league, you really have to do a great job, as good a job as you can do, of removing emotion from every decision that you make. I mean, you really do. Now, that's easier said than done, but you really have to try to do that on a week-to-week, day-to-day, hour-to-hour, during the season, you have to remove emotion from every decision that you make.
How about the play of Chris Clark? How valuable he is because he's moved around.
Yeah, he's a very valuable guy, Matt. He's a really good leader. He's been around a long time. He's really helped us out. You know, when Dwayne was out, I thought Chris played solidly. Now with Dwayne back, now he can kind of play on the right, play on the left. So I think he's done a real nice job for us.
Bill, regarding the offense and any issues they might have had over the first 5 weeks, would you say those are unrelated to Brock's knowledge of the offense and comfort with the offense?
Yeah. I mean, he's very knowledgeable of the offense. And you know, look, we have to, like I said, game plan, do a better job of game planning for him. We have to do a better job for him.
Lamar Miller was saying that he needs to be more decisive as he tries to run the football more. What have you seen from him in terms of just making those decisions and reading the
plays? Yeah, no, I think he's been pretty decisive. You know, look, we only ran the ball, I think, 14 times against Minnesota. I would take that game and flush it. You know, I think, other than that game, I think the guy's been decisive. And in that game, he didn't even really have an opportunity. So I think he's played well. I think he's got good vision. I really enjoy coaching the guy. Just a great guy to coach. Works hard, out there every day, gets his treatment, and never misses practice. And I think that says a lot about running back in this league, and I think he's going to continue to have a good year for us. I know last week wasn't good for anybody, but I think he's going to get back into it and have a good year for us.
What have you seen from Jalen in terms of his development this year?
Yeah, no, I think he works hard. I mean, he's worked very hard. We've used him in different, you know, with Braxton out, we used him in positions that maybe aren't the strongest part of his skill set. You know, he's more of an outside wide receiver, and he's a great team guy. So he does whatever it takes for the team. He'll play on special teams. He'll help us in the slot. He'll block for us. I mean, he does a lot of different things for us, and over the last couple games. He's especially in the Tennessee game, thought he made some big catches that kept drives going, and hopefully he can continue to do that for us.